This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Your mind is a powerful thing. When you fill it with positive thoughts, your life will start to change. This quote emphasises the power of a positive mindset. It highlights that if we focus on positive thoughts, we can make positive influences in our lives. Thinking positively and acting positively can significantly impact our life and well-being. Hi, I'm Jane, manager at Brain Injury Otago. Today I'm talking with Beverly, who epitomises a positive mindset. We're going to talk with Beverly about what keeps her positive and some of the things she does to nurture this. Welcome, Beverly.
Thank you, Jane. Great to be here.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming in and talking today.
My pleasure.
So, first of all, can you tell me a little bit about your brain injury and how you got your brain injury?
Yes, my brain injury was a tumour that over a long period of time just kept growing.
Yep.
And diagnosis was very difficult because I'd had a physical violence in my past.
Yep.
And ACC just figured it was the difficulties I was having was communication and thinking and losing my memory and not being able to walk and talk properly was because of the stress. But
right.
I was seeing a counsellor at the time because of my frustration I was feeling, and she said, no, you cope with stress really well. It's something else.
Yeah.
So she said to me, because I've been talking about Cathy Matthews, and she said to me, can you get Cathy, can you talk to Cathy and ask her to ring me? So not only did, eventually I remembered, and not only did Cathy ring her up,
yep.
but she actually went and saw my doctor and told him, because previously we had, my counsellor had, and I had written a letter to give to my doctor,
yeah,
and he had written to South Health in my presence, and they sent me a letter back some months later to say that it wasn't quite in their category and they would send it to ISIS. But so months and months went by and nothing happened, except
yeah.
that I got worse with my difficulties.
Yeah.
And shall I continue to tell you how the brain injury was finally diagnosed?
Yeah.
A miracle happened because I had a phone call from the neurology department at Public Hospital to say that my appointment, which I'd never received, by the way, had been cancelled because due to the neurologist having to go back to South Africa for bereavement.
Right.
So I thought, okay, they're on the ball. So I kept in touch with them and
yep.
persisted like a big pain in the neck.
Yep.
And finally they got me an appointment.
Yep.
And I was a bit annoyed when the neurologist, it was a lovely man really, but he said, look, he said, there's been 7 appointments here that you've missed them all. And I said, unconvincingly I'm sure, oh, I haven't had any except the one that I had explained to you about. So anyway, that aside, I had a blood test because he said I was very anemic. And
yep.
then I had an MRI scan.
Yep.
And it was the MRI scan that diagnosed the tumour.
Yep.
So I got home from, I'd been having adult classes at one of the schools and had making some soap. He said, I was coming home and I was all excited. It was beautiful, sunny day. I had my dog with me. Life was wonderful. And then I got this message to ring my doctor. And I thought, oh, it's probably only to check on my cholesterol because
yeah.
he was trying to keep an eye on it. And then so I expected the receptionist to read off the record. And she said, oh, the doctor wants, Dr. Miller-Kirk wants to talk to you personally. So he told me that I had to be in hospital that day, but I had diagnosed a brain tumour.
Wow.
So that was how it happened.
Wow, wow. How long ago was that and how long have you been involved with Brain Injury Otago?
I have no idea how long it was.
No. A number of years,
Years,
yes. Yeah, excellent. And so tell me about some of the things that you're involved with Brain Injury Otago. So I know you go to the choir that we have on a Monday, every Monday at 10:30. So, tell me about that.
Well, it's a wonderful place. We have, any of us that can sing properly. Yeah,
it's not a requirement for the choir,
but,
is it?
as Claire said, I'll never ask any of you to leave or not to sing.
Yeah.
And so, unfortunately, the churches that I've gone to have asked me not to sing loudly.
Oh.
What did the Bible say? I said, if God didn't want me to sing, didn't want me to sing to him, he would say, except Beverly. But he said, he says, make a loud noise unto the Lord. Doesn't say anything, we can't sing or not. It's just, What, from your heart?
Yeah, so you go every week. You really enjoy.
I go to a wonderful church, and I'm very positive people, lovely people.
Yeah.
And I feel that my life finally makes sense.
Fantastic. How do you sum up the importance of being positive?
Well, having had been very depressed in the past.
Yes.
And I've learned that life is to be enjoyed, not endured. We're only on this planet for a certain length of time.
Yeah.
And so I want people to remember me for my bright clothing and my sense of fun.
Excellent.
If nothing else.
Yeah. That's such a great answer. And so you were talking about some of the things that you do on a daily or weekly basis to keep you positive. So one of the things is your clothing. Like, you have the most amazing wardrobe and you stand out in a crowd. So tell us a bit about that. Like, how do you get your clothes, or what inspires you to dress the way you do?
I just think, you know, that clothing should be fun.
Yep.
And I just love secondhand shopping. And when people say to me, oh, Beverly, that's wonderful, but I would never wear it. And I'm thinking, great, because if you wore it, I'd have to buy something else.
And so do you have a colour when you in the mornings? Do you decide the colour, or you just go with the way how you feel?
I just pick a style out each day. I try to wear something different.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, I think I've seen you in every colour of the rainbow, and it's amazing. And so another thing, talking of colour, you have the most amazing hair. So is that another way you do to keep yourself positive?
Oh, yeah, it's fun. Absolutely fun.
Yeah.
And every Sunday night I do my hair, and I think, what colour should I do today? And I've done blue and blue on blue and purple on purple, and now it's blue on purple or purple on blue, all different. And then one day I'm going to go pink.
Amazing. I look forward to that. I also know that you're into walking, and that's something you do as part of your positive mindset. So tell me a bit about that, and what got you into walking, and how much you do, say, on a weekly basis.
Well, it was because I was very, very depressed. This was quite a few years ago. And I got a dog.
Yep.
And I went to the pet shop and bought a book. And it says that, you know, dogs have to exercise. And so I had to go with the dog.
Yeah.
And after a while, I felt better. So I started losing weight. And the black exchange for colours. And as I got fitter, you know, I felt more confident. And I have lots of chats to people on the way. And if I don't have my dogs, I say, well, where's your dogs today?
So you would, how many do you reckon, I know that you don't measure it because we've just been talking about measuring your walking, but you would walk over 20 Ks, wouldn't you, a week?
I would certainly would.
Yeah.
I was training to fundraise for the brain injury a few years ago to walk the Moora Marathon.
Yep.
And they had a pull-out area in the newspaper, and it gave you a training routine, and which I still adhere to, and the idea is to, if you do an hour every day, your body doesn't get any fitter. So I do maybe 1 hour's the shortest, and I do a 3.5 hour walk a week, 1 3.5 hour walk.
Wow.
And it varies. I climb up stairs sometimes, hills often. And considering I used to be a heavy smoker, I used to gasp, stop every desk block or every post light pole and get my breath back. And now I can talk and walk up the hill and wave to people. And
Amazing. So the long walk, do you take your dogs with you?
Oh, yes.
Wow, that's amazing. And I also know you exercise. So tell me a bit about that.
Moment, I only exercise once a week at the Pacific Trust. They have a great exercise class there. But normally when I'm living at my home, I have exercise about 3 mornings a week because I have an exercise channel on my TV.
Yep.
And it's 20 minutes. That's, you know, weights and, because I believe that anaerobic exercises are necessary.
Yes, yeah. So. Well, that will help you keep your strength for all that walking too.
Yep.
Also, I you do a lot of caring for other people, don't you? So tell me a bit about that.
Well, I think if living on one's own, I found that you can get very selfish. And I'm thinking, I don't want to be selfish. I want to, you know, be a caring person. So at the moment, I'm looking after a friend who needs to get her dogs in the playpen before the carers arrive in the morning.
Yeah.
And I said, I can do that. because I used to be a professional dog trainer.
Yeah.
Goodness me. I only went to the National Dog Show with my Sam always. And so I don't have the ability to do that now, but I'm sure I could train Chihuahuas. And I've been staying there maybe a few weeks now.
Yep.
And second morning I had them in the pen. I had to treat them, yeah. But now I'm finding that they are waking up in the morning at the right time.
Yeah.
And they're ready to go into the pen without being told.
Amazing.
And my friend's had a stroke, so I'm needing them to go in automatically because she's got a very soft voice and I've got a very strong voice. So
yep.
And I'm the boss. So.
Yep.
And then I mainly walk the dogs and feed them in the evenings and any other chores my friend wants done. I also help out at the Catholic Church in McAndrew Road. Because I was suggested to me a couple of years ago, oh, come to the Catholic Church for lunch, Beverly, you'll really enjoy it. And I said repeatedly, I have a singing group at Caversham, I don't think I can get there. Oh, but try, you know. So I was able to, they blessed me by keeping the meal late, and I do get there by about 12:15, have a very nice meal, and then the first time I was there, the gentleman who was in charge said, now, I want some volunteers. I want volunteers for the kitchen. Many hands went up.
Yeah.
I also need a volunteer for the vacuuming. Silence. excuse me, I still haven't got a volunteer for the vacuuming. Still silence. So on the third call, I put my hand up. Old vacuum, because I couldn't do it, you know.
Yeah.
I was saying vacuuming is the best job in the world, but I can do it. And so I do that every week.
Wow.
And it's great. I love the people that I work with. That's a blessing.
My next one was about friendship. So that's important in your life too. You're having these groups that you go to and friends that you make and care for.
I've got a heap of friends.
Yeah.
But I don't get to visit with them very much.
Yeah.
Because I just have so much to do. And people say, even at Mitchell's, you know, oh, where's your dogs today? I've happened to be walking past without them. Oh, they've been walked. People keep me on my toes. They think, oh, where's your dog? Have you walked them yet? No, and so I have friends at the Catholic Church and I have friends at the Caversham Presbyterian Church. Mm-hmm. And I do the vacuuming there again, put the tables and chairs away and whatever I can, because I can do it.
That's amazing. Excellent. So I think I've got a list here of some of the easy things that people can do if they're wanting to think more positively and act more positively to work on their positive mindset. I actually think we've pretty much covered them all. One of them is to practice gratitude. And so every day take a few moments to reflect and on the things that you're grateful for. And that could be writing a journal or just verbally expressing. Another one is having positive affirmations, so reinforcing your positive mindset. So one suggestion could be having a whole lot of positive affirmations in a jar, and each day you could take one out and just say them. And another one is surrounding yourself with positivity. And I think you certainly epitomise that, Beverly, and I certainly feel more positive having spending time with you. But spending time with supportive and positive-minded people who inspire and motivate you, reading positive books, listening to podcasts, positive podcasts like this one, or watching inspiring movies, practicing self-care, so taking time for yourself, and that can be physically, mentally, or emotionally, and so doing things that bring you joy, like hobbies or meditation, or just spending time in nature, say. Exercise is one you've mentioned, and certainly exercise can boost your mood, and you mentioned that as well. Reframing negative thoughts, and so instead of if you catch yourself saying something like I can't do it, reframe it to saying, well, I could try, and with a bit of effort and perseverance we'll get there. Acts of kindness, and I think that you also covered this one as too, that small gestures such as a smile or a kind word can make us all feel significantly better, us and other people, that we are smiling or being saying kind words to, or helping others, volunteering in other ways, which you also do. practicing positive self-talk and being compassionate towards ourselves, I think, is important. Embracing challenges. And I know you do that, Beverly. You mentioned that you did the half marathon, and you and I actually walked 10Ks last year in the Dunedin Marathon.
It was great, wasn't it?
A great challenge and a couple of hours of good chats. I think what else we've got there? Working on our resilience, accepting that sometimes there are setbacks, but that we learn from them. They're just a part of life. So if we work on our resilience, it can help us bounce back from challenges. And practicing self-reflection is another way, setting aside time to think about our thoughts, emotions and behaviours. And if we can identify negative patterns, then we can work on taking steps to address them. I also wanted to address what positive thinking is not. So it is not a cure-all that will automatically make you happier and more fulfilled. It also doesn't mean sitting around all day telling yourself you're happy. Would you agree?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I think it's about developing a positive mindset. It doesn't just happen, that it takes time and effort. And you've proven that you put a lot of time and effort each week into your positivity, and that we can use strategies to help us think more positively. And everyone's different, so not every strategy is going to work for everyone. So you've got to think, find strategies that work for you and stick with them. Yeah, and always be open for other things that might come in. Yeah. I wanted to finish off with a quote today, and I think this sums up what Beverly has shown us today. Never regret a day in your life. Good days give happiness. Bad days give experiences. Worst days give lessons. And best days give memories.
Talk to the young doctors.
Three
occasions.
That's a good thing we can talk about.
And all the three times they have asked me for guidelines about how, could you, they say, you're a very inspirational speaker, Beverly, you're very motivational. Can you give us hints as to how, you know, or how you can achieve these? And these are doctors asking me. So I stood up and said, well, I've got a very strong Christian faith, and it's been proven that if you've got this Christian faith, you can live longer and healthier.
Yep.
And they all agreed. Yes. And I said, attitude of gratitude, there's always people worse off. And don't look back.
Yep.
Don't have regrets in your life, because it's happened. You can't change it, but you can learn from it and just move
on. Yeah. I like that attitude of gratitude. I think that's great. So the doctors you're talking about, so that's part of brain injury, isn't it? So we, every year, we have, I think it's 28 of our clients speaking with med school students, third year med school students, giving them some first-hand experiences of brain injury. And we get some amazing feedback from that, from the young doctors, to say that it's so important to hear those real-life stories. Yeah,
yes.
And as a doctor, I guess, you know, to see it and perhaps gain some empathy from those stories.
Well, I know they always send us a card each year, and they say wonderful things about me.
Yes. Oh, why wouldn't they? Yeah. So do you, I know we have support groups every month. Do you come to some of our support groups? And tell me about what you enjoy about those.
I just enjoy getting together with people and chatting to them.
Yes.
Because I don't really have a lot of close friends. I don't really have the time.
No.
But you see all this familiar face and you think, yes, I know that person.
Yeah.
It's the same, you know, when I'm walking people with my dogs.
Yeah.
You know, about 3 or 4 weeks ago, I walked to town. I had my 8 dogs with me.
Yeah. And so how many of these dogs are your own?
3.
3. And then you walk another 5 dogs of someone else's?
For the friends I'm staying with.
Oh, right, yep.
And
so, sorry, and that's 8 chihuahuas? Is that right?
No, it's 5 chihuahuas.
Yep.
And 6 chihuahuas and a fox terrier and a Jack Russell.
Wow.
And I was walking into town this particular occasion, and 12 times people wanted to stop and photograph me and the dog in their little home group.
In one walk.
Amazing. But there's always people taking photographs and stopping me and chatting, and, you know, with probably in 100 years' time, they'll think, oh, this lady, I was in New Zealand, this lady used to walk 8 dogs. And I know that people say, oh, my son in Alaska would like this, and my daughter in Hawaii would like this, and my, you know, I've got family in Canada.
So you're world famous.
Yes. And 100 years' time, if New Zealand be on the map, yeah. Neither New Zealand, this lady used to walk all these dogs. There are other people who walk more than one dog, but they are unfortunately we're black.
Yes. Yep. Yep. Well, I can't talk because I'm fully in black today. But I also love your glasses. You have quite a collection of sunglasses. That's another thing.
All part of the image.
Yes.
Image is everything.
Yes. Yep. Well, I often see you out, and it makes me smile when my kids do some sport over in Caversham, and I see you out walking, and it always makes me smile.
I know I was talking to Kathy once, oh, this is quite a wee while ago, and I've spoken to people who've had brain injuries, and they're very depressed, you know, and I can't cheer them up. And I said to Kathy one day, what do you do, you know, when people are so depressed? And she said, I rang up my friend Beverly, who's good for a laugh.
You know, she said exactly the same thing for me. She said, sometimes, you know, you have a bad day. She said, what always cheers me up, I'll ring Beverly and say, would you like to catch up for a coffee? And I always feel better afterwards.
It's a wonderful comment.
Yeah.
That brings joy to my heart.
Yeah.
I love making people happy.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's such a lot of sadness in the world. I mean, my parents were a classic example of that, depressed people. And I think life should be enjoyed, not endured. And I
absolutely
intend to enjoy my life.
Yep. And you're doing a great job. Yeah. Thank you for sharing your positivity with us today, Beverly. Your positivity is inspiring and infectious. After spending time with you, I always feel more positive. If you want to find out more about Brain Injury Otago and the support groups that we have, contact us on 4716 156 or check out our website, www.braininjuryotago.org.nz.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.